I want to know. I look at Iowa. I look at Illinois. I want to see the murders. I want to see the looting. I want to see all the stuff that happened in New Orleans. I see devastation in Iowa and Illinois that dwarfs what happened in New Orleans. I see people working together. I see people trying to save their property and save their reputation. I don't see a bunch of people running around waving guns at helicopters. I don't see a bunch of people shooting cops. I don't see a bunch of people raping people on the street. I don't see a bunch of people doing everything they can and whining and moaning, where's FEMA, where's Bush? I see the heartland of America. When I look at Iowa and when I look at Illinois, I see the backbone of America, and I see people who are doing with the best, what they have, the best they have and the best they can to straighten this situation out. I don't see and I don't hear a bunch of caterwauling about where's FEMA and where's Bush. And I don't hear a bunch of people whining and moaning about how lackluster and poor the response has been. I see people not waiting around. I see people who are trying to handle a situation on their own. And I know there are a lot of Democrats up there. Don't misunderstand here. This continual reference to Hurricane Katrina by Democrats like Al Gore, elections matter. Like the aftermath of New Orleans wouldn't have happened if Bush had not been president. You mean if Al Gore had been president and Katrina had still happened, that somehow all of the rot that happened in New Orleans after it would not have happened? Simply because Al Gore was in the White House, they wouldn't have been waving guns at the helicopters? Congressman William Jefferson, Democrat Louisiana, wouldn't have confiscated a couple of rescue vehicles to go to his house and rescue his $90,000 in cold cash that he had in a freezer? Are you saying there wouldn't have been the rapes and what all of else we heard that went on in New Orleans if Al Gore or a Democrat had been in the White House? It would have been worse. With a Democrat in the White House, the people in New Orleans would have sat around and done even less to help themselves.